When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us here at MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Got some weekend picks coming up for you, and you will have to stick around because Lori has Valentine's pickup lines.
Last week I gave the breakup lines.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, look real at- memorable.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody used one. A breakup line.
You know, they were good. I thought they were good, Lori. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, Julia.
I'm a big fan of your stuff. So.
You know, I know that we're both big fans of This Is Us. Did you see this week's, the part three? You know, it was the...
I am on part two.
Okay. It's one of each of the three kids. So it was Kate's turn last
night. Oh, I did not see that.
On Tuesday night. Oh, it was so... That show is so sweet and poignant and good. It really is. We really get, because we know if you've watched This Is Us that Jack Pearson is like the heart of the show. Like the kids all have a special relationship. Yep. But now we see with the story of the big three, the three kids, we kind of are seeing the importance of Rebecca, the mom.
It's always been about the dad.
Yeah. Anyway, it was really good. But you do see Mandy Moore and Chrissy Metz. They're at something and they do karaoke and they do it to Ironic. It was a song that they sang together when, you know, Alanis on Marissa. The show.
Mm-hmm.
And they sounded so great together.
Her album comes out in a couple months.
Yes, and here's her new song.
All She's right.
And the music video was released. Donnie is going to play us for it. It's called 15 is okay. The name of the song.
Well, I started again.
Silver Landings is the album.
Up early, wasn't old enough to drive. Took a trip from Seminole County with a mother by her side. Next stop, New York City. World was falling at her feet. She thought she was making music, but she was only filling seats. No regrets, with a few exceptions. Every wrong turn.
Well, that pretty voice.
If you like it, she's going to be at the State Theater on Sunday, April 19th. She's going on a serious tour.
I know. What are
I mean,
tickets?
She's going like, I don't know, 40 cities.
Is she traveling with Dawes?
No, Julia. She's not traveling with Dawes.
Think her being on that TV show will help sell tickets?
I do, because, you know, people were fans of Mandy Moore,
way back in the day.
Way back in the day. Like, that's how we met her, was through music. I'll tell you how much tickets are. She really does have a pretty voice.
I think she does, too.
Apparently, this is her bliss, this whole singing. Like, she's so happy, because we learned from when she was with Ryan Adams, he did not want her singing, and all he did was put down her songwriting
and her singing, and kind of stifled that whole part of her creativity, which is where she started.
Yeah, and so she's just blossomed, you know, being on This Is Us and has the opportunity. So, you know, tickets are, I'm surprised.
What?
They're
more expensive than you thought?
Yeah, you know, you might pay $100.
Okay.
You know, or you could be back.
Yeah.
You could go back, you know, And whoa.
All right.
She's popular.
Well, she is popular. Are they selling out, Lori? Are they sold out?
No, they're not sold out.
All right. Listen, I have to give a buyer beware thing, okay?
Okay.
Because this happens. I'm just going to give a shout out to people. Do you still have your Apple Plus subscription? Do you know how to cancel it? Because I'm thinking of everything that we forget about.
Yeah.
That we have that are reoccurring charges. Like if you're on a dating website, they just charge you. They don't ask you. That's just what happens. So reoccurring charges, you see them every once in a while, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, for people are very mad and have been mad for quite a while at Rihanna's Fenty, Savage Fenty line.
Because why? I thought people loved her line.
They love her line, but they have worked to complain for over a year with truthinadvertising.org, and the complaint is at the Federal Trade Commission office in California, and here's what it is. It's because they engage in deceptive marketing and illegal business practices that lures women in who buy the line, whoever buys the Fenty product. Like they will entice you with, you know, this is for $25. It's bra and underwear. And the price is $25, but it's only available if you have a subscription. The real price is $81. A fact that is only made clear in a barely legible tiny white font and which disappears from online ads after a few seconds. Customers who choose the VIP price get slammed at checkout when Savage Fenty discreetly adds the monthly membership to the shopping bag without displaying how much it will cost.
What?
And because no information about the Savage monthly membership is provided on the screen, it's completely misleading. And people are believing that the membership is free with no strings attached. But for more than a year, this group has been trying to complain. I bought from this company once because of a sale. I did enjoy what I got. However, this all caps. Without my knowledge, Savage Fenty used my debit card information to sign me up for their monthly subscription.
Whoa, whoa.
It costs $49.95 a month. I didn't authorize the making of this account for me. And because it's a debit card, she doesn't check on it all the time. You know, you just check your balance. 5 months later, I had $250 missing from my account. I never wanted this VIP package. I never authorized them to sign me up.
Did she get like a package every month?
No, it's just a monthly fee that you get the special pricing, Lori.
Oh, dear.
It's not even like you get the box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is just kind of one of the things, because you're really good about balancing your checkbook. Yeah. I watch you do it by hand. I don't know where you're at, Donnie.
I do it every couple of weeks. I look very carefully at it.
Okay. I'm really good at paying my bills early and on time, but not so good on the back end of looking at my little things. And just beware.
Yeah, well, this is very much like Goop.
And
but Goop.
Flabletics does this.
Yeah, I know, but they let you know up front that you're signing up for a membership. But like Goop got hit with this and had to pay the fine because of the fraudulent. They're really looking at how people are, what they're doing for online marketing. And because so many things, I'm kind of surprised this is happening.
I mean, and it's been going on for a while. So you really, and I think there's a lot of that in the subscription boxes people buy. You know, you get $250 of stuff at $50 a month. I mean, you really got to stay on top of it because those can add up.
Thank you for the consumer report, Joy.
Well, but
buyer beware.
But it is tricky in the online purchasing. Another reason to buy local, people, and go into the store.
All right. Well, do you want to hear another song?
I do want to hear another song.
Sam Smith, who did the last Bond song, not a memorable song. I can't even remember it. But I know he performed it at the Oscars. And it was lovely because there was a whole orchestra. Because the sound of a Bond song has to be big.
Yes.
We're going to play Billie Eilish again, her, because she's got the song for No Time to Die. But this is Sam Smith. He's got a new song. It's called To Die For. And he debuted it with a wig-filled video, which had a sample from the cult film Donnie Darko featuring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
And so let's play it.
I look for you every day, every night. From the light.
is a very pretty, sad song, isn't it?
It's very Sam Smith.
Do you think that the Bond people are mad at him at all for releasing a song called To Die For on the same day as No Time to Die?
It's a little confusing.
It is confusing, but I'm just going to
say. It's a lot of dying.
Well, everybody dies.
I know, but I'm just saying.
It does happen.
Yeah. Thank you, Julia.
But, wow.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
People die.
Sam poured his heart into this song, but I just wonder if someone somewhere thought, hey, you know, the new Bond song and the name of the movie and let's listen to the.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to grab it again.
No Time to Die, which I'm calling the Sad Mermaid Dirge, which is when you look at the video that they released it with James Bond looking, you know, pensively out to the ocean. And the song is No Time to Die For, and the strings of this. I mean, really, I was expecting, you know, a sad mermaid to come slithering out on a rock.
Are you still watching Siren speaking about sad mermaids?
We're waiting for it to come back.
Oh, did you love it this second season?
I love everything on the CW, Julia. Nancy Drew is killing it. Yeah. Killing it. I haven't seen Katie Keene yet, and I'm a little bit behind on Riverdale, but Nancy Drew. I have to watch it.
Okay.
I have to watch it every week. It's so good.
So Billie Eilish?
Yeah, let's hear it.
James Bond theme. You're no longer my concern.
Picture the mermaid.
Faces from my best return.
She's touching her tail now. Feeling her scales. Cupping her clam shell boobs. Singing her
funny
song.
You're so funny, Lori.
But doesn't it? And now her hair, her fingers are going through her hair and she's finding prawns and shells.
She's finding
prawns and shells.
Honest to Pete, who is you're so funny.
Skip ahead a little bit here where she really belts
Please.
A little.
Oh, yeah. Because she's going to do a dip back into the ocean and swim.
There we go.
Better when you see the movie in the background.
I bet it's not either.
I'm not into that song. I gotta be honest. I feel like it's run on. Like, yeah. I feel like if you've heard...
Well, Billie Eilish now she's the youngest artist to record a Bond song because Sheena Easton was 22 when she sang the theme for Your Eyes Only.
Oh, good old Sheena Easton. We haven't heard from her in a while.
No. Yeah, she's in...
Didn't she sing Do Good, Do Good, Do Up, Did He Talk About the Man from New...
Not even close.
That's from the 60s. What do you...
Not even close. Sheena Easton... The train is going...
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Baby takes the mind train. She did a Prince song.
Yes, she did.
Sugar Walls.
That's right.
He wrote that.
Yes, he did. Anyway, she's in good company. Madonna did a Bond song, didn't she?
Grace Kelly.
Shirley Bassey.
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones, her brother.
Tom
sisters.
Jones.
Tom Jones, yeah.
Duran Duran. Tina Turner. So I guess it is kind of a fun thing.
I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, because the orchestra. But yeah. I can't get out of my head the mermaid coming out of the rocks and it just sounds like a mermaid dirge song.
It really does.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Here's Sheena.
Well, I liked this
song.
There
used to be good Bond songs. Carly Simon had a good one.
McCartney did a Bond song. Of course,
Live and Let Die.
And when he plays that in concert, that's the one time the fireworks go off, and it's amazing because that beginning guitar is so good. Yeah, but he shoots fireworks if you see him right when they play that song.
That's a concert I want to see.
Yeah. You could have went with me to Target Field, Julia. Remember?
Did I have an option?
Yes,
you did.
How much
was that ticket?
Those tickets were like $250 for the field, and you didn't want to pay that, and so you decided not to go at all.
Yeah.
And then you had major concert regret.
Yeah, that one I do.
Yeah. All right, listen, we'll be right back with Holly and the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly.
It is.
Let's get going.
Friday. Welcome to Friday's Dirt Alert.
It's a Valentine's Dirt Alert.
It is a Valentine's. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Day Dirt Alert.
Do you have any love news?
No.
Other than, you know, well, Love Island, the casting call tomorrow.
News. Let's see. Love news. Well, I can tell you about Robert De Niro and his soon-to-be ex-wife, Grace Hightower. They've reached a custody deal on Valentine's Day. So that's
all right.
How old are their kids?
This is involving their 7-year-old daughter.
He
is 75, and he has a 7-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. I'm tired just reading about that.
Yeah.
It was the coffee farm she had in Africa that really finally split him up. He just had to pour money into that thing.
Yeah.
That's the word on the street.
And that's why he's mad at
They've been together for 18 years or something like that. Grace Hightower, isn't that his wife?
Yeah, they've been together for decades. And they're still squabbling over money because they still need to resolve those financial issues. There's not going to be a trial, but the lawyers are going to go at it and try to divide the assets. But they do have a custody agreement that is private today concerning their 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
7 years old, 75. I mean, that's like Tony Randall territory with Larry King territory.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood, she's 36 years old. She has young children, a little bit more manageable. And she says that her son thinks that she's not 36 years old, but that she's 70 years old.
Oh, is this when they do these little, they fill out these little fill in the blanks? This is like what 5-year-olds do this.
I love this.
Yes. So this was all part of her son's assignment for school. And, you know,
do they say what they do or what are the questions?
Well, so some of the questions are, my mom's name is blank. My mom's eyes are blank. And then one of the questions was, I think my mom's age is blank years old.
70. I love that.
He filled in 70. And then when it came time to talk about mom's job, he said that he thinks Carrie Underwood's job is wash the laundry.
Yeah. That's cute.
And also, Carrie Underwood, what is she really good at, according to her son? Not singing, not hosting. She's really good at folding laundry.
Okay, little Isaiah.
Also, mom's favorite food, according to Isaiah, salad. And
that
he thinks that if she had more time, she would ride horses.
That's cute.
Okay, that is just sweet. Those things. Yeah.
Oh, yes, little Isaiah. That's a nice little Valentine love treat.
Thank you.
Yes, Britney Spears' people want you to know that she's out and about and fairly well concerning those statements that her Crossroads co-star Taryn Manning said about her earlier this week, voicing concern about Britney Spears.
Oh, dear.
Well, she's out and about running errands. However, she is wearing a medical boot on her foot.
She probably got a fracture in her foot.
Yes. Exactly.
Doing all that backyard yoga and horseback riding in the Malibu Mountains.
Is Tamron apologizing for her post or anything? Like, who asked her?
Yeah, well, nobody asked her. It was a very thirsty post. That movie was almost 20 years ago.
Right.
When Taryn Manning wrote, I'm worried about my friend and co-star too many times.
On Instagram, she wrote this?
Yeah, she wrote this on Instagram with a photograph of herself, Zoe Saldana, and Britney Spears, because they starred in that movie. If you don't remember that movie, it came out in the early 2000s. I think Shonda Rhimes actually wrote the screenplay for that movie before Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. And Britney Spears is on a road trip to reunite with her mom, who is played by Kim Cattrall.
Yes.
I just remember them driving in like the Pontiac.
Yeah.
Convertible, an old like Bonneville or something.
Yeah, it was a strange post for her to make.
Yes, it was a very strange post for her to make. But obviously, it seems like Britney Spears' people are like, hey, maybe you want to go and run some errands so that we can get some paparazzi photographs of you to show that you're doing okay. Because if you look at Britney Spears' Instagram account in the past couple of weeks, it's mostly just repurposed footage of people going to her In the Zone interactive experience, which is a bunch of rooms that are set up like Britney Spears videos.
We saw that. Yeah, we saw it in L.A.
We totally saw it.
It's over by the Grove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right by the
Grove. We're like, what the heck is this? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, that's the Britney experience. And we're like, what the heck is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Museum of Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a place to take selfies.
It's a place to take selfies.
Oh, Lord.
And you pay $30-$40 to go with that Julia's face.
Oh, we will only charge $20
for the Lori and Julia Instagram experience. Yes. Harrison Ford was visiting Ellen, and he is confirming that Indiana Jones 5 is beginning filming this summer. He's still at it. He's out promoting Call of the Wild, the new Jack London adaptation.
I hope that's going to be good.
Yeah.
I hope it's going to be good. I really do. I've seen the trailer. It looks
so
wonderful.
It's important to a lot of people.
My dad said that's his favorite book and the book that got him into reading.
No, that's
wonderful. A good question to ask your parents.
What's your book?
What's the book that got you into reading? It's kind of a good thing to know.
That is a really good question to ask. I would never
Dick
have
and Jane.
Thought. Dick and Jane. See Spot Run.
Right.
A beloved classic.
Uh-huh. Encyclopedia Brown.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Remember
those? I love those. I loved them.
Oh, well, Harrison Ford said of filming Indiana Jones 5, we have another opportunity to make another. It's because people have enjoyed them. And he says, I feel obliged to make sure our ambitions are as ambitious as they were when we started.
And I love that Karen Allen is going to be in it. Because they were the best together.
They had so much chemistry.
When he cast Kate Capshaw in that goofy one, it was like...
Oh, yes. The Temple of Doom. Well, that one's
that was
just
the weakest.
Weird. Well, that one's the weakest. It's weird. It's just, it doesn't hold up. I watched like 20 minutes of it maybe a couple weeks ago, and it was like, oh, and then you just want to be like, girl, deal with it, shut up and wear some sensible shoes, come on.
Oh wow. All right.
Karen Allen's character was
Mary Bradenwood.
Yeah, she was really like,
she was tough,
she was badass.
Yes, exactly. And finally, some photographs of Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin are on TMZ. She's wearing a pillbox hat and a green suit, walking side by side with Forest Whitaker. So that movie is filming right now, the Aretha Franklin biopic.
All right, Holly, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh,
have a great weekend.
Love to you
both. Thank you, Holly.
See you on Monday. Listen, we'll be back. We've got weekend picks, and we've got some Valentine pick-up lines.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, time for your MyTalk traffic. In Minneapolis, 35W southbound, a stalled vehicle blocking a lane that's happening right around 46th Street to East 36th Street. In Rogers, 94 westbound, a crash right around 241 to Highway 101. In Richfield, 35W, a 40% chance of snow, less than an inch of accumulation possible, so just light snow. Right now at the MyTalk Studios, 13, and cloudy.
Are whenever you want with the MyTalk app. Live streaming and on-demand podcasts right there in your pocket. Download today at mytalk1071.com, keyword app.
She's all I talk to me before I have to leave in one day. We could be maybe more than two lost souls just passing by. Knew I was falling when I looked inside your eyes. She said, I know you are. What am I? Tell me, have you seen a sunset turn into a sunrise? Kiss right through the night. Cause we should try that sometime. Hold you till the morning. If I said I'm falling, would you just reply? I know you are. But what am I?
Hi, gang. Why don't we? They were the big band at the grandstand last year with the funny name.
Yeah.
I just remember because my niece was having me listen to them last summer. They're so good. They're so good. Why don't we do our Friday, our weekend picks? Donnie, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'm going to do this one in advance, only because I've been reading some very good things about it, and I'm definitely going to check it out. It started today on Hulu, and this is High Fidelity. Yes, it's the TV series based on, we all saw the John Cusack movie back in the 90s, right? Great movie. But this time they're switching it, and Zoe Kravitz stars. And so she is the one running the local record store in her hometown. And everything I've read about it, very, very complimentary. So I definitely want to check that out. High Fidelity, it started today, and you can catch that on Hulu. That's
Very good. All right, that's it. So I have a couple things. Home and Patio is going on downtown St. Paul at the River Center. And if you're, you know, it'll be green, it'll be warm, and get some great ideas for landscaping and patios. I think that's a beautiful show. The Big Northeast Bar Crawl, it's the third annual, is going on this weekend. So that'll be fun. But this is the rage, Lori. Hounds and Hops. And it is this Unleashed Brewery is combined themselves with the dog park. So it's an indoor dog park where you actually can leave your dogs in a dog room with referees.
Yes.
So you can leave your dogs, you can go have a beer and get some food.
It's like $7.
Yeah, people are loving this. A lot of hot people are going.
All right.
Okay, bring a dog or go without one. Do whatever you need to do. But that's, people are just loving that. Okay. So, okay, that's all I got.
All right, a lot of music this weekend. So many choices. Okay, we got at First Avenue, the Suburbs.
Yes.
Out at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater tonight and tomorrow night, Legends of Soul featuring Gwen Matthews, Debbie Duncan, and Bruce Henry.
Yes.
Singing, you know, just everything that you want to hear. Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Smokey, Alicia Keys, Chuck Berry, Aretha, Marvin Gaye. So that's going on. And then also Bret Michaels is at Treasure Island tonight, people. Oh, yeah. The ladies are partying and whooping it up. The cleavage is out. It would be very fun. But I am called First Avenue. Tomorrow night, Zydeco happening at Dakota Sunny Landreth and Marsha Ball.
Oh, yeah.
And they're also, I think, playing tonight, but I know they're for sure playing tomorrow night. Ruthie Foster is at the Hopkins Center for the Arts tomorrow night. She's amazing blues singer. And then I just got to give a shout out for Sunday because Outlander, Jamie and Claire.
I know. And the Love Show, the Kevin Kling Show, is tonight at O'Shaughnessy at 7:30.
Yes.
All right. Such a good thing. All right. So what's our theme?
We're doing Valentine's Day pickup lines.
All right.
Really hard to find, ones that were going to make myself laugh. So I can't promise how much laughing I'll be doing on this video.
All right.
Okay. Maybe if I stand, it'll help.
Do you think standing helps you?
Here's just an easy one to start with.
All right.
Once you go Cupid, the rest are just stupid.
I think that's cute.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't get you chocolates for Valentine's Day, but if you want something sweet, I'm right here.
Oh. That's darling.
Isn't it?
Yes.
You like that one? Let's see. The only sweet thing I want for Valentine's is a cutie pie like you.
Very sweet.
Very sweet. See how sweet these are?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a kiss on the cheek? I want to say a gorgeous woman kiss me on Valentine's Day, or a gorgeous man, you know, make it your own.
Okay.
Can I have a kiss, you know, because then not too forward. Be mine because you're fine. If you can deliver that.
Say that again.
Be mine because you're fine. You got to deliver that with the right savoir faire.
That's a home run already.
Yeah. Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I tell Cupid to shoot you with my arrow one more time?
He keeps missing.
Hello, Cupid called.
Mm-hmm.
He did?
What'd he say?
He wants his heart back or her heart back. No? Okay. I'll go to the next
These are hard ones, though, Lori. I'm with you. You are giving it all the effort and the energy. Keep acting. Overact.
Baby, you're so sweet. You'd put Hershey's out of business.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Huh? You like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You want a little kiss and then you give him a chocolate Hershey?
I'm no organ donor, but I'd be happy to give you my heart.
Hmm.
And you rub your hands up and down your body like Corey just
like
did.
Does, mm-hmm. Which has nothing to do with the line.
I know. If your heart was a prison, I'd want to be sentenced for life. Your wiener is the only one for my buns tonight.
Okay.
Okay, no, wait. Say that again.
Your wiener is the only one for my buns tonight. That's
spoken like a true authoritarian.
Yeah. Let's commit the perfect crime. I'll steal your heart and you steal mine.
That's kind of sweet. That's not bad. That isn't bad.
I'll give you one more.
All right.
Is that a cherub in your pants or are you just happy to see me?
A cherub?
Or is that a cupid in your pocket?
Yeah, I thought it sounded
or do you just have weirdly shaped pants?
I thought you said, is that a cherub?
I did too. And I'm like, wow, that's an interesting shape.
Roses are red, violets are blue. All of my bases belong to you.
I like that one. That's cute.
You gotta have one of those.
That's my favorite, Lori.
Do you like that one?
Yep.
All right. There you go.
You're all done?
I could give you a couple more. Well,
it's up to you.
I could give you another one. Roses are red, violets are blue. Your booty is fine. Let's hang out.
Okay. Your booty is fine, and I can't rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. They can't fit what I feel for you on a conversation heart. Did it hurt when you got shot by Cupid's arrow?
Sometimes it does.
Do you want to eat a box of chocolates or me? Nothing? Crickets, mm-hmm. Everybody? Mm-hmm. Excuse me, you just dropped something. My jaw.
That's good.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I don't know. It was really, they're really too
they're
nice.
Really,
they are
they
very
really
nice.
Are.
They're really sugar. Nice, but there were a few there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, Lord, that was a hard one.
Well, Julia, you don't have to Instagram it if you don't want. Although I did do some suggestions.
No, I'm just going to Instagram the one. Yeah. I mean, honest to God, reading and talking and insting, it's a lot of work for my brain. Okay, so.
Let's come back. We'll come back.
Are we ready to come back?
We're going
to
come back, Julia, because we are going to sing with the Rolling Stones. You know, general admission tickets went on sale this morning, and I wonder if anyone got them. If the people who had rainbow as the code and the bots, if they left any tickets.
If they left any for normal people.
Yeah, for people who didn't register or forgot about it. Because I got a little alert on my phone. You know, an ad, Rolling Stone tickets are for sale.
Oh, you did today.
And I'm like,
okay.
I already got my Rolling Stone tickets.
But we'll find out.
I just wonder, like, how badly they're getting scalped. So we got to sing Satisfaction today.
All right.
In honor of the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
And then I hope Donnie is going to play like a Brett Michaels song for
us. It's ready.
Because, you know,
it's ready.
People
out
are
of
partying
the
on their way out
actually,
to TI.
That sounds so much fun.
You know, that's another concert that you missed. We saw him at Mystic, or not Mystic, at Medina. And we had I got to meet him. And I got to see him up close with his cowboy hat and his
hair extensions.
His hair extensions and
the hair attachments to the bandana.
Yeah, but I mean, Rock of Love Forever. So nice. He was so nice, and his jeans were so tight. And he just—he's everyone
nice,
said the same thing to him. You know,
loved you in Rock of Love.
Love you.
Is
love
he
you
in
forever.
Love still with?
I don't know if he ended up with that woman that he had a kid with or whatever. I watched that reality show too.
Gosh, you're
with
a
the
cheap
wife
date.
And the kid. And yeah, it was really a chore because you know how I feel about kids. Wife and kids.
Yeah, we know.
Both of them together.
Yes.
Just, I mean, there wasn't like really single Brett Michaels was a lot more fun to watch. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Listening is just part of the My Talk experience. For more fun, follow us on social media. Find My Talk 107.1 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
You know that I can hardly wait just to see you. And I know you cannot wait. I'll wait to see me too. I gotta touch you. We'll be right back.
talk dirty to me. You know I call this is a good one to air drum too.
Yeah, I see that. Is Julie air drumming too?
No, she doesn't even know this song. I was just telling Lori, I feel like we are from different music eras.
Julie, because you like ballads and mermaid
dirges.
That's
right. That's right.
Except for your Led Zeppelin. You do like your Zeppelin.
I do like.
I introduced you to Greta Van Fleet today.
Yes, that was nice of you.
Yeah. Okay, so right. Here is a little bit of music breaking news. So, what is the best selling soundtrack album ever? Do you know?
Moulin Rouge? No, that wouldn't be it. Soundtrack.
Saturday Night Fever, but I bet that's not it.
Well, that's ding, a good, ding, that's a good guess.
It is. Oh, okay. That's a good, still the best-selling soundtrack.
Wow.
Because of it is hit after hit after hit on that song. Right?
Renee Ellerman.
Yeah. Bee Gees. The Bee Gees. Alive, Night Fever. Okay, so Bradley Cooper, this is the story, is in line to play Barry Gibb in a movie about the Bee Gees that is being done by the guy who did Bohemian Rhapsody.
I love it. I love it. Okay. I love it.
And, of course, Bradley Cooper is right now preparing to direct and star in a biopic of the celebrated composer Leonard Bernstein. He's been approached for the role. Steven Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment is producing it.
Wow.
And they want... You know, they're looking, Hollywood is looking to capitalize on these 70s music industry stories.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, Rocket Man and Bohemian. And Barry Gibb is the only surviving member of the family. Yeah, and of course, Bradley Cooper, multiple nominations for his directing debut of Star is Born, sang on Shallow, the Oscar winning song. I could see this.
I totally can see it, Laurie.
Yeah, he won't be able to sing the Barry Gibb part. I don't think he has a falsetto like that.
No, but I can totally see it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Put a wig on him and
give him some hair. In 1977, Barry Gibb was hot. Chest hair.
Yeah, he was beautiful.
Open shirts, the mustache, the full beard, the amazingly painted on tight pants with no underwear. So you could see outlines.
You totally could.
No wonder bread was getting packed around this Barry Gibb and his brother. And he was just the cutest.
He really was.
By far,
yeah.
No, but Andy, the one that died, but he wasn't part of the Gibbs.
No. So the guy who's doing the script, he did, like I said, Bohemian Rhapsody. He did the script for Two Popes, The Theory of Everything, and Darkest Hour.
Wow.
So this is somebody who's on a streak of high-profile biopics, because Darkest Hour was the Winston Churchill, right, with Gary Oldman?
Yes.
Won the Oscar.
So anyway, they
really are cashing in on the boomers.
But let's go see it.
I love this.
Love it.
You know, the Bee Gees, when they wrote the music for Saturday Night Fever, they hadn't seen the movie. All they were given by Robert Stigwood said, here's the outline of the movie. Write some songs.
Wow, you're kidding.
They never had seen the film.
Wow.
Based on what he told them, that's what they came up with. Not bad.
Not bad at all. My gosh. And that opening scene, you know, with
he's walking down the street.
Street in that white suit and staying alive. And I mean.
Yeah. Well, you better manifest.
Yeah, that's it, Julia. All right. Well, Bradley Cooper's co-star, Lady Gaga, she's experimenting. She's bleached her eyebrows. Yep. Donnie posted a nice photo of her. She actually looks good.
With the bleach, you think so? With the bleach, well, she looks normal.
She has such strong, beautiful Italian features.
She looks gorgeous.
She would be the lady who could bleach her eyebrows and look good. Mm-hmm. Adele is yelling at her husband or somebody. She was seen getting out of a car in Beverly Hills, yelling at somebody on the phone. Maybe the lawyer. Get me, Simon. I don't know what she was saying, but she was screaming and she's lost weight, like 100 pounds.
Oh, like unbelievable.
Is it that much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what they say. That's a lot, but good for her.
If that's what she wanted to do, you know, good for her. Bosch has been renewed.
Do you want to know?
Do you like that, Julia? Because didn't you fall in love with Bosch?
I did, but I haven't watched the last season.
The sixth season.
Boy, I really, after binging, I kind of quit that one.
Bosch or just any of them?
Just.
Yeah.
A lot. We talked to Matthew Hoffman, who was the narrator of Love Island earlier in our show. His very first radio interview, he was so darling. But that's a reality show where couples get to go to the beautiful Fiji Islands. And the tomorrow are the tryouts at Surly. This would be fun if you're
it's
in the
It's a
right
casting call, yeah. not a tryout, well, Julia. Thing. And it's not like you're going to go there and do a cheer and get on the show. It's a casting call.
Give me an F, give me an I, yeah. give me a J, give
Although
me an
Although you
I.
could do that. And it-
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
At the Home Depot, we have plenty of Christmas trees to make your holidays even more magical. Hundreds of full, easy-to-assemble artificial trees that look so real, you may be convinced they actually are. And for those who love that fresh pine smell, we have a parking lot full of fresh-cut trees to call your own. We'll even help you load your tree in the car so you can bring home the holidays. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.